God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is the 28th of March, 2026. We celebrated Danny's birthday yesterday and we had such a wonderful day together and with God, just having a nice relaxed time, really meditating and being thankful for all the wonderful things God has done and what he continues to do and show. And so Danny had the day off, so it was a wonderful opportunity for us just to really be together and be with God and just have a lovely day. So I was very thankful for that. And tomorrow, our clocks change. So we will move our clocks forward by 1 hour, and start our spring. Our spring is now in full force, and then we'll be fast approaching summer here in the UK. And in the UK, people's moods and the way people feel, it completely changes when the sun's out. When the summer and the spring months are here, people seem much more happier, people want to talk more, people are more sociable. Our winter and our autumn can be quite wet and quite cold, so it isolates people really from not being able to do the things they enjoy, especially if they like doing outdoor activities and stuff like that. And so as I was thinking of this and talking with Danny yesterday, just that spring is here and the sun's going to start coming, I was saying to him how thankful we are that no matter the weather, no matter if it's raining, sunny, if it's a cold day or a hot day, if it's spring or winter, that every day is a good day with God. Every day is a day to be thankful. Every day is an opportunity to trust him further and more fully in our hearts and our minds. Each and every one of us are so individual and we all have different things going on in our lives and different scenarios and situations that rise up. But what we do have, which is common and the same, is we have the same dad, the same Father God, Jehovah, who is not a respecter of persons. And he desires us to have faith. And when we have faith, it moves and changes situations, atmospheres, molecules, atoms, you know, all of these things that we've been learning about God's creation, that really our words are very effective, our words are very powerful, and what we speak as the children of God will absolutely come to pass because we are seated on the right-hand side of God. And our feelings, even though they're there, they do not move God or change God. So if we're really happy in the summer, but really not so happy in the winter, these feelings don't move God. These feelings don't change God. These feelings just change us and how we feel. But now that we have that Spirit of God, now that we're living by the Spirit and not by the flesh, we can be happy and joyful in every situation and circumstance. And not that we want to manufacture being happy and joyful, because some days are just not good days, or just not fun, just not happy. But what can we do in those moments is we turn to the living God and we say, God, I don't feel happy. You know, I don't feel encouraged, or this situation feels too heavy, or I feel like I'm always coming up against it. Like, relieve me, God. Bring joy into my life, happiness into my life. Give me focus, desire. And he will give everything that you ask. Like he says, cast your cares to him. He will give the joy, the peace, the hope, the excitement, the vision. He will always give us direction. And when we're listening and we're following the encouragement that we're receiving, and we do it with heart and obedience unto God, with a loving obedience, you know, like submitting unto God with love and obedience because we want to, because we desire to see the more things of God. We desire to be more happy and fruitful in all that we do. Like, we want to do it with joy, everything from the heart, everything unto God. But how we help, or how we continue to infuse happiness and joy within us, is by keeping our confession really, really hot. You know, saying what God says, really having his word as final authority in our life. I heard that saying about 3 years ago now, And it had such a tangible effect on me, because everything that God says is truth. Everything he says is available is absolutely available. We know he's not withholding any good thing. And so if he's not withholding any good thing, and we're desiring something and we're praying for something, and we're not really seeing what we want to see, is that God? Is that us? Or what is it? Now, it's not that we want to become self-focused and think, well, what am I doing wrong? Or I'm doing everything right, but I'm not seeing these things. But it's about just continuing to make God's word find authority in your life. So if you're praying for your finances, knowing for a certainty and assurance that God says he shall supply all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Now, the bank account may not change today. The debt that you have may not go away today. The situation that you're praying for and desiring might not be moved today. But what will happen, the more you confess, the more you declare, the more you bring into your heart and speak out of your mouth the truth from God. So every time you look at your bank balance or your work situation or your budget or anything, when it's not looking the way that you desire and you know it should be, then you say to God, like, you need to help me with this area. You need to help me in the area of finances. You need to help me to learn how to maybe be more generous, to steward more, to budget better. Like, God, you give me the wisdom. Maybe I need to ask you, God, or you need to bring a better job to me so that I have more of an income flowing in. And then we pray unto God, and then what do? We confess our words and command our words in alignment to what God says. So the more that we say what God says and not what we see, not what we feel, not what's going on, you know, with the economy right now and gas and oil prices, they're really high, like can be people here in the UK, they're really freaking out about it. People have been queuing at the petrol stations. It's been hard to get into the petrol stations because the gas stations, because people are just panic buying and panicking. Because in the world, people panic. In the world, people see situations go on, but they have no hope. They have no faith. They're still living under the curse. They're still living under the worry and the doubt and the fear of the devil and the systems of this world. But us as children of God, us who are now filled with the Spirit, we are in the world, but we are not of it. We don't have to be affected and panic and be discouraged like the same like the people in the world. Like, we're stood apart, we're distinctive, because we do have peace, we do have hope, we do have the truth deep down within our spirit and within our heart. And when we speak that truth out into manifestation, then what we speak has to come to pass. So, and like I said, it might not happen today or tomorrow, but just like any seed, when you plant it into the ground, it needs time to grow and germinate. It needs time to come through the ground, and it has a process. Like, we don't want to be going out planting our seeds, our wonderful fruits and vegetables, and then the next day digging those seeds up because we're not seeing anything. Like, God's creation is perfect, and how he created everything and how he designed everything is perfect. You won't get anything more perfect than God's creation. And so he's given us, now the children of God, the ability to speak to his creation, to speak to our situation, to change the circumstances, to change the atmospheres, to change what our bank accounts are looking like, to change what our health is saying, to change what we may be going through or what may be going on, to change our confession and our understanding in regards to the weather, and not being sidetracked and focused by the fear and the worry and the panic that's being promoted in the world. Now, at times we may go towards that, you know, but it brings me back to Jesus Christ. I always remember hearing a sharing about this. And again, it was one of those things that really had a tangible effect on me and my understanding and my walk with God when it comes to the situations and circumstances that are going on in the world. And the disciples were talking about Jesus, about when the time was coming, when he was going to restore Israel. They didn't understand the spiritual implications of what Jesus Christ was come to do. that he was going to actually leave the earth and ascend up to heaven and be on the right hand side of God, and he was going to be risen 3 days later. All of these things, we know the whole build up and the whole story there. But what he did do is he diverted the disciples' question and distractions and their focus on the world to, you know, well, like, you're going to receive Holy Spirit and you're going to lambano, so we're going to manifest that Spirit, you know, it's going to give us, we're going to have power. Like, Jesus Christ was encouraging the disciples greatly, like, really, you don't need to look at these things, what's going on. Yes, all these things are going on, but you're going to receive power and you're going to be able to manifest that power. Like, what a great diversion from the things going on in the world to God's truth. Now, they didn't see that power. They didn't see the Holy Spirit. They didn't have the Holy Spirit at that time. It truly was one of those moments where it was, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They didn't see, they didn't perceive the things that Jesus Christ was talking about and what he was on about. But now we know the true depth and the value of what he was saying. So every time a situation like these things are rising up now with the world, with the prices, with the economy, like, this is a more greater time for us to be more generous, more liberal, more free in our hearts and our mind as God leads it. Like, everything should be led of God. Everything should be led of his Spirit. And when we're communicating with him daily, when we're trusting him, when we're saying what he says over what we feel and what may be going on, then we'll be in perfect peace to be able to navigate perfectly through these situations without fear, without worry, without panic. And then we are distinctive. We are stood out from the rest of the world because our focus isn't there. People will not understand why our focus isn't on these worldly things. But even Jesus Christ, he wasn't focused on the Romans. And I really believe that was probably one of the hardest times to live in the whole of God's creation. They weren't very nice people, the Romans. But Jesus Christ navigated perfectly through them with God's inspiration. He healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cleansed the lepers. He brought great prosperity to the disciples, you know, through the story we know of the boat, when he tells them to cast the nets the other side, when he tells another disciple to go and open the fish's mouth, when he multiplied the fish and the loaves. Like, there was always something going on with Jesus, always the manifestation of God in his life. And no matter what was going on, even in the darkest of times that he was going through, his focus was never shifted from God. His focus was on God and doing the Father's will. And doing the Father's will is easy, is beautiful, is joyful, is encouraging, it's life-changing. It's not just a hobby or a habit. It's living unto your God, unto your dad with your whole heart, knowing that he has given us great authority, great power. He wants us to lambano, like, manifest that power that's within us and to be able to call those things not as though they were. So going back to the seeds that we're sowing, when we declare what God says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. You know, my God says, he makes me lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. All of that is painting a picture of great calmness. He anoints my head with oil. You know, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Like, he's talking about great comfort. All of these things, when I imagine what the scriptures are saying, it brings great comfort and peace and tranquility into my heart. Just like what it's like just to lie down in green pastures with no worries, no fears, no cares of the world. Just being there with God in his presence, knowing that he's taking care of every situation and scenario. And yeah, like, we're in the world, and Jesus said, you know, that you're in the world and tribulations within the world, but we're to not focus on it, even though at times it can be hard. It can be difficult. Like, I shared on Thursday a testimony about my husband's job. Like, again, when you're told, oh, when your diary is booked for 1 month, and then you're told, oh, you have no work for the month, with a very small window, it's like, what do we do? Do we panic? Do we get fearful? Do we think, oh, we're going to struggle? We're not going to be able to live? Like, we're not going to be... like, no, you cannot confess or even think those things. You have to think and confess what God says. And what does God say? He's going to provide all our needs. You know, that we lean on Him and not on our own understanding. We trust Him with all of our heart. And we really focus on Him, seeking first Him and His kingdom, trusting Him, and then saying what God says. And then not digging those seeds of faith up because work may not come in today or tomorrow or the next day. But continuing to sow those seeds, continuing to plant those words of faith, continuing to change the atmosphere that you're living in. Because what the sons and daughters of God say will come to pass when there's faith behind it. And each day is an opportunity for us to live by faith. In every situation and circumstance you're going through, you have an opportunity to trust God or trust what's going on. Just like with the fuel prices increasing, you know, what do? Do we, like, just live with the world and do what the world does and panic? Or do we live by faith? Like, God will bring, like, God will have a perfect opening for me to go to the gas station and there be no queue, you know, and then we just continue. But God will give us wisdom in each circumstance also. Like, He will show you what to do. If it's time for me to go to the gas station today, then He will show me. And I will just know, like, go, and I will go, and I will get the gas that I need. But no way are we gonna fear and be subject to the world and what the world's trying to condition people to live by and to do. Like, we're not conditioned by the world. We're not a part of the world. We are no longer under the curse. We are children of the Most High God, filled with power. We have authority. We have words. You know, we have faith. We have a God who we're able to pray to and speak to. You know, we have the body of Christ, which we're able to learn from, and we're able to grow. And to continue to grow and to continue to move and to continue to be fruitful and continue to see the glory of God in manifestation in our life and not being tricked out by our emotions or our feelings or thinking, oh, the weather's really rubbish today. Like, it's going to be a rubbish day. Like, I used to have real thoughts of this, and people might think, well, it's just the weather. But when you're surrounded by so much darkness and rain and wetness, like, it can have an effect, but greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. And we refuse to let it have effect. We choose to dance in every time the rain comes. And what happens when light meets darkness? It dispels the darkness. And when it rains here in the UK and the sun comes, what comes during and after? A beautiful rainbow, God's promise. So in everything we're living today, if it's with the weather, if it's with the economy, if it's with our fellowships, if it's with our families, if it's with our jobs or any aspect of life that we are living, like, God has a promise for it. And God's promises is true. And when we hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and we speak what God says, and we continue to create those images of faith and believing in our heart and mind and speak that out, then His promises will always come to pass in our life. Because God has given us everything already. He's given us the power. He's given us the words. He's given us the faith. He's given us the believing. He's given us the seed to sow. He's given us the declaration of healing. He's given it to us. We already have it. We're children of the Most High God. Now we just have to exercise it. Now we just have to continue to keep moving and moving and moving, moving forward, not being discouraged, not being dismayed. Not looking at, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but I'm not seeing anything. Stop looking at what you're doing and stop looking at what you're not doing and put that focus fully on God. This is what you've done, God. Thank you. This is what you say, God. Thank you. This is your promise. Thank you. And when that focus is shift, hallelujah, praise God, we are just really seeing great and mighty things come to pass. So, yeah, I just dropped Jada, to her drama lesson, and I was just thinking of the conversation me and Danny was having yesterday about life and about how different we are, how different we feel and know from the life that we lived before, how we are set apart and how things that trouble people really don't trouble us, and we're very free in our heart and mind. So this sharing or these words was really energized within me today. through that conversation that I had with my wonderful husband yesterday. So God is good. Like, keep your perspective clean, keep your focus clean, keep your desire top of the table, continue to sow your seeds and continue to water it and pray over it and bless it. Just be blessed, knowing you're a very powerful, unique, beautiful person. So God bless you all and have a wonderful day.